Today, going to take a little time and visit with Drew Nelson, Provost on the Boone campus of Des Moines Area Community College. Good to have you back.
It's good to be back.
And we have, we're plugging along here.
Yep. Well, it's almost midterm.
Almost. You know, when you think, you said, and I'm thinking, we got to be getting pretty close.
I think coming off COVID, that one of the things we've talked about, especially the instructors there, is how easy it is to get off the beam on time.
Oh, yeah.
That we talked to a couple of them the other days who told their students it's almost midterm, and the students got panicky. It's really not almost, but it is almost.
There's a few weeks here.
Yeah,
we got a little time.
But there's nothing wrong with alarming your students to make them work harder.
Well, that's true.
Sometimes fear is the only driver you have for them.
Get them refocused. Yeah. Things have been going along pretty good so far.
The Fairway Fieldhouse has been amazing. That right now at this time of year, for our baseball and softball teams to be able to practice inside. Softball scrimmage is in there.
Whoa.
Yeah. I don't know what kind of balls they're using. I don't think they're the regular ones. But they were actually having scrimmages in there. And it was kind of like when you're a kid and play wiffle ball. I don't know if they have every outfielder. And I think if you hit the curtain this high, it's a double. But it makes a huge difference that they can that. And they do it on campus, so they're not losing travel time. I don't get nervous about them driving 30.
Yeah.
You know, left turns. 19-year-olds in left turns scare me.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, I do know that if people happen to go by the right time of the evening, the weight room area is definitely full.
Yeah, and I like all that glass and light and people working.
And you get a chance to see what's in there, what's going on, too. So this is usually the time of the year. Again, some of your coaches get recruits coming in to take a look, and still a big sale?
It is. I did hear that cross country is probably going to have more. You know, we didn't have men's cross country until about 3 or 4 years ago. And between men and women, we're up to 15, 16.
Whoa.
Yeah. Mike always has recruits on campus. And you know, he's a good coach, and our assistant coach is a good coach. They're good guys. And then I think it's starting to turn into an attractive landing spot when you see the housing, especially, and find out how much it costs versus where else they might go.
So
cross country is great. Softball, I don't know how many scholarships they've got left for next year, but it's not very many. And I know that they've got class of 24 people talking with them all the time. Baseball has been very successful recruiting. And we have a new recruiting tool. I get to say it now.
Okay.
This is a surprise.
All right.
There's a machine that spits, I call them BBs, but they're nano balls. They're 6-millimeter plastic balls, and you can use compressed air to shoot them. Kind of like an airsoft gun.
Yeah.
Only it's exact and it's all digital. And we are the only junior college in the country to have one of these. I had some non-encumbered funding. And I knew about these things from connections down in Texas. So it's us. It's Houston Christian, which used to be Houston Baptist, which is a four-year school. And the Astros and the A's and the Diamondbacks. And it's pretty wild because this thing throws these things really hard. And you're not supposed to try and hit them. You're supposed to stand in there and pick up the ball. And it helps you with your zone hitting and your pitch recognition.
Okay.
So you can throw a slider from a left-hander and program this in so that guys will see or gals will see 10 pitches, and all you do is watch them.
All about training your
eye. Yeah, there's a spot where the pitcher releases the ball where there's a split second that you lose it, and this helps you not lose it.
Wow.
And I'm telling you, we had camps the other day, and the campers were all lined up to see this. And for recruiting purposes, this is where you get the ones who are your absolute top athletes who come in here and see nothing that they've ever. You can't go anywhere else right now and get this, and it's exciting. So,
well, the upside is for that we know we've been very fortunate to have a lot of our players end up going on to
bigger and better things,
much bigger.
I wouldn't even say better things, but bigger things.
Bigger things.
We've had. I know that we've had signings from baseball to West Virginia, and this year.
Yeah.
Obviously, Kendall Clark going to Alabama out of softball. The players whom I've talked to about the machine, I know I'm obsessed about it, but it's very cool. said, you watch that thing for 10 pitches, and then do batting practice, and that ball looks really big and slow.
I bet.
We're excited about that, and again, we want to get the best students and the best athletes in that order, and now we're getting them. We're getting them almost across the board.
So, This also would be time, I think, volleyball. We start to get some of those recruits coming in.
She's got some
good
ones.
End of the basketball season and stuff. So.
I love that our volleyball team has stayed around, the ones who finished in the fall, and they're, I think, all but one are coming back next year. And a lot of times students will make decisions to come back or not based on where they want to go to school and what they want to do, because we may not have, I know veterinarians. If you want to be a veterinarian, don't stay at Boone, sorry. Once they get through their generals.
They can do general here and pick up the rest over at Iowa State.
And unfortunately, that means some people only stay here a year. Yeah. But we also have people that stay here for three if they've still got eligibility because they don't want to give it up.
Yeah.
We have some athletes right now who aren't starters and don't play much, but they want to be a part of the team, and they're great students.
And
you love having them at practice.
Oh,
they're
here
for the right reasons. They love playing the game, and they love being part of a team. And that's pretty exciting.
Well, we've got a number of things. I know that come up usually in the springtime. We get different authors, literary, and you guys get to participate in that. Actually, some of these are all done Zoom because we have that optional.
We do.
But it's great having them in, and sometimes you get them to come in, too.
So last fall, we had a guy come in who had been a war crimes prosecutor.
Yeah.
And had a lot of community members show up. We actually filled the room bigger than we expected. And I got some feedback from community members who said, geez, that was one of the best things I've ever gone to see. It was really interesting. And we've got some of those coming up. Mm-hmm. And if you go to our website, you can find out about those. I know we have some Black History events and some people that were civil rights pioneers and had experiences down south or here. I don't even know. I think they were down south in these cases, though. That'll be here coming up next week. So go to our webpage, dmac.edu/Boone, and we'll have events available. And I always try and if I know about specific groups in the community for whom that topic might be interesting, I always try to let them know so that
they can spread the word.
Yeah, half a dozen people come from outside. We usually have free pizza that day.
Yeah. And those are the things that are good. We do have access to some great opportunities to see people, hear from people. Yeah, you've had some really good groups.
Yes, we have. We had our Medal of Honor winner last year, and that was incredibly inspiring to listen to him talk about his experiences. And Sean Taylor does a lot of this work, and Nancy Woods, of course, always has people coming in. She's brought in department chairs in engineering from ISU to come talk to her engineering and physics classes, which is really important when you've got students at this stage who may really be wondering how this Cal 3 class is, if it's going to kill them or make them better. And then you bring someone in who says, no, this is really what you need to do.
And here's why.
And that's, again, that's one of the reasons why people love this campus and this college, is that you come here as an 18-year-old and you're working with someone with a doctorate in physics who's the actual professor. It's not a TA, and there's not 200 people in the class.
Yeah. Well, I know that one of the things we had talked about last time, because February and going into March happens to be the time for parents, if you have a child that's thinking about going, paperwork. Unfortunately, we live with paperwork.
We do.
FAFSA.
Except it's not paper anymore.
It's not. It's on digital. But you have people that will really help walk them through a lot of this.
Yes. So we don't have financial aid specialists here, but we do have people that work with students on financial aid all the time, and it can at least hold your hand through the process. If there are specific questions, we'll send you to the right person at Ankeny and make phone calls to do that. But understand that when you come to the Boone campus and say, I want to have an appointment, I'm thinking about coming here, we take care of you. From the point you decide to, what do I do to enroll? What do I do about financial aid? We will have answers for you and tell you how to do that. We also have the facilities so that if you don't have a computer at home or you don't have a reliable internet or your computer's old, you can come down and sit and have a space to do that if you have kids.
Oh,
leave them with someone and come up and see us, and we'll take care of you. So our advisors are amazing in terms of taking people through from enrolling at the college to registering for classes.
So we're in the midst, almost midterm,
nearing midterm.
For spring, which means that already you guys are looking at what's happening for summer, and we're going for fall already.
Summer schedule's set, and as in the past several years, we don't have very many face-to-face classes at Boone in the summer because the demand is simply not there. We don't want to costs tons of money and for classes of six people, unless there's a real need. But next fall, yeah, you should be waiting for a schedule to be published, gosh, I think at the end of March probably.
Sure.
And we've done a little bit different. We'd already done some of this, but I want to mention this in case people are thinking about going to school. DMAC has been on both a 2 and a 3 day schedule for a long time, and we really have listened to what students want. A lot of them are happy with 4 days a week if they can be done by noon, taking mm-hmm. a full load of, and we're encouraging people, by the way, to take 15 hours and not 12. 12 is required to be full-time status, but 15, the statistics show that if you complete 15 hours your first semester and 30 in your first year, you're going to finish.
Yeah.
You just are going to, you're so much more likely to get done than if you have 12 and drop one of them.
Yeah. Statistically,
yeah.
You can get it done, and you can get it done in, you know, in a timely fashion.
And we know that's hard for people in terms of time, but we're so inexpensive that it's doable. It's usually not cost that's a barrier to that fifth class. So we're most or all of our 3 credit classes are going to be 2 days a week now, not 3, which also leaves Fridays open. And I've really encouraged the coaches especially, but our resident students and students in general, try and keep some Friday time for you to come in and see your professors. And I've encouraged professors to have office hours where they are available on Fridays. Because that's when teams can have study tables and we can have meetings.
Mm-hmm.
That's when we usually have some of our staff meetings on Fridays as well. So we're there, but if we aren't holding a lot of classes, it means we're available to help people, which is what we want to do. So,
and that's yeah. If you're going to be doing that kind of scheduling, and
so if you may
need that assistance.
If you want to go 4 days a week but be done at noon, that's possible. If you're willing, if you really want 2 days a week and you only want face to face, you probably have to come into the afternoon, but we do have some afternoon classes left.
And I can imagine with the employment and things that are going on right now, because we've talked about the mm-hmm. impact that has, the demand for people working, you probably have a number that are taking that lighter
right.
load just because they are working at the right. same time.
And we don't ever want to discourage people from earning a yeah. living. I kind of hate that term, though, earning a living.
I
shouldn't have to earn to live, but I guess that's yeah. how we would do things. So we encourage people to keep their place at their job.
Yeah.
And I think this schedule in emphasizing 2 days a week can probably help you do that, whether that means you start in the afternoons every day or that 2 days a week you're off. I think we can make that work, and that we really are recognizing that community college students, yes, a lot of them are full-time students and that's it, but almost none of them don't do something
yeah.
besides that.
I was going to say, too, that we have some great career opportunities.
Yes.
Huge career opportunities.
So we don't have as much workforce as I'd like. I've said that before, where mm-hmm. people can get job readiness immediately after a diploma or a degree. But the civil engineering technology is available, and that is almost all online. You just come in some. And we had modified that program. Now, that program, I'm not sure there's spots next year.
Yeah, I was going to say.
It fills up really fast, and it fills up with people from the community and outside the community. But you can certainly call and inquire about that, or if we've got a wait list. Architectural technology, which is in Ames,
okay.
It moved from Ankeny to Ames, mm-hmm. is ready to go. That's a 2-year degree. I think they've got a few spots left.
Okay.
It's certainly worth a call on that one as well. And then nursing, nursing program, the rumor is always that there's a 6-year wait and there's not a 6-year wait. There has been some loosening up of people because so many are working now and not going to the program right away.
Mm-hmm.
That there's spots. But I don't know how many spots we have. So folks listening and thinking about going to get work readiness or get going on the technical route, the career tech route, please call now.
Yeah,
because those
don't delay.
Don't yeah. wait and think, well, I'm going to enroll in nursing for yeah. fall, because we start often. We don't just start once a year, but we really don't want you waiting too long if you plan on coming here, especially. There are spots available usually at Carroll,
yeah.
but if you plan on staying close to home, this is a really good idea to do that.
So those are, again, just some of the things that I
and
know.
And power equipment, technician.
Power equipment, yeah.
We do have spots in that. We are recruiting very heavily for the power equipment technician, which is a partnership we started with VanWall and have expanded outwards, because the demand for people to do...
They're looking for people.
Oh, my gosh. Well, it's one of the hard parts about finding students is that if you have minimal skills, you can go to work pretty quick.
You're probably, yeah.
But for working at a dealership where there are good benefits and it's full-time all the time with a regular schedule, we probably... this would be a degree you'd want to have. Power equipment technician, if you call and ask about that, we really would love to enroll some people. And if you want to do a full scholarship with those are available through VanWall, but you have to do some interviewing and work with them as well.
So, again, those are opportunities. Mm-hmm. There are opportunities. And I mean, for some people that have been... maybe working in the construction industry, and they're going to go, you know, I can do that civil engineering tech. I can see where they would want to take that step up, because that's
who most of our students are, is people that work in the civil and construction management area, who are technicians in the field, who can't move up without some kind of a degree.
Yeah.
And so nearly all of our students are incumbent workers who are already employed there, who are taking this opportunity to do a flexible schedule in a really good program, and then when they come out, they're much more able to get promotions and move up the ladder.
Okay, so I recently...
A good way to say construction is up the ladder.
Have been running the releases from DMAC about the president's list, and I mean, they specifically broke it down to... But they're too long. I can't read all those names in one newscast. But the ones that I know, we had the graduation list, obviously, that was in there. But in the president's list, the dean's list, and then in the career ones, in there as well. I'm seeing high school students in there.
Yeah.
At least in the president's list, the dean's list, I'm seeing a lot of liberal arts, because they're coming back, and just looking at these students, I'm going, they're going for a 4-year degree somewhere.
Yeah, they are. And I just signed those certificates for the list on this week. And there were a lot of them at Boone Campus and at Hunziker. And one of the things that was really cool this time, our student athletes were just either getting different ones, or when they get here, they're being coached up differently, because we had over 100 on the academic all-region team, which basically equates to the provost list. It's pretty close. But that's over 2/3 of our students, or student athletes, who are earning a 3.0 or better. That's incredible. I don't know what people know about college sports and what, especially 2-year schools, how that works. Almost all our teams were over 3 this time. And we had a record last year. We had way higher grades. And some of the people, like softball and women's basketball, who had pretty good grades last year, went up even more this fall. So when you're thinking about what kinds of folks are out on the court or on the playing field, they're pretty serious students in addition to being pretty good athletes.
Yeah, and that's one thing we've always prided on. Because your coaches, actually, they make them be students first.
Yes, and it makes it, honestly, once you start getting a really good crop of student athletes in, it really makes it easier to recruit more good ones, and there's less headaches on the weekends.
Yeah.
Generally,
and we get a lot of them. We know that. Well, I still go back to some of the first ones that I remember many, many years ago that Orb would bring in, and I don't know if they were more excited about the fact they went on to maybe a Division I level school to play, or they graduated from that Division I school.
So Barlow Elaruzzo, who played basketball for us, and unfortunately was on the team that got wiped out by COVID at the end of the year. I'm still in touch with him. He was at, I think, Eastern Illinois or Western, one of the Illinois state schools, graduated. And he's now at Angelo State in San Angelo, Texas, working on his master's degree. And I was on Facebook with him. I just said, I don't know if I've said this before, Barlow, but I'm so proud of you he was a good student here. This isn't a big surprise, but he was a good enough athlete to play Division I basketball, and now he's working on a master's degree. Molly Jacobson is working on her master's and is now going to play professional softball. She's unretiring. So the other thing I'd mention is we stay in touch with our student athletes and our students in general, because I see our graduates around town, if they're local, whether they're athletes or not. Yeah. And it's always good to see them, and they have such good things to say about the campus.
Well, we've got so many other things that are going on. I got to hit you up on a couple of them here.
Yeah.
We know the beginning of March.
STEMFest.
You are hosting. And I've already talked to Natalie. One of the reports she did on the extension report says, isn't this about the time we start asking for people to step up and be a right. part of it? And I think the list is growing already. Huge. And what, a little different setup this time?
Yeah, we're taking advantage of more of the building. And I know that in the past we've usually had softball playing that day. And so it's a little bit hard to have access to some areas when they're warming up. But I know Nancy Woods, Dr. Woods, has control of that and is on top of that. I am so excited when we do that, because that's a chance for the community and especially kids to come out and have a really good educational interactive experience. And I like just having them on campus. I think it's amazing to get last night at the, or the night before last at the basketball game to see the kids out especially. I know it's hard on school nights sometimes, but boy, it's fun when the gym's going, and it's even more fun when they're coming in and learning something and looking at dead critters and blowing things up. And
well, you never know what. Let's see. I know they were talking about some different things. Oh, the hoverboard.
Yes. Which by the way, I mean, this is. I think we talked about this once before about the old magazine ads where you'd make a flying machine.
Yeah.
Out of a vacuum cleaner. And that's pretty much what they did, because not long ago there were some of our students scooting down the upper second floor hallway on a hoverboard that they made themselves.
It's a little loud, but it works.
And it works, yeah.
It works. And there were so many. And we get all levels. And you have a lot of Iowa State people come over to take part, too. Because they love to recruit your students.
It's great for Iowa State, because they meet us, our students who are participating in as hosts or doing displays themselves, get to do some networking with the departments where they're going to go. And then, of course, the community gets to come. And for some people, it's really nice to get on campus and see that college isn't like Farley Dickinson in Animal House.
Yeah.
It's not an ivy-covered building with guys with patches on their elbows and pipes. It's really not that way. That college is for you. It's a community college.
This is always a lot of fun, too. And again, those aren't long. We'll have a lot more coming up as we get a little bit closer to that. But that's one of those big, fun ones. What else is happening? Let's see. Our team's heading south here pretty soon?
Yeah, baseball's already been out. They went to northeast Oklahoma.
Okay.
And split. This is playing against a four-year school. They split four games with them. The first two games we won and did really well. And we had two athletes of the week in baseball out of there, a pitcher and a hitter. And softball doesn't leave for their first trip quite yet. They're still getting their lineup figured out and working really hard at that. And they look good, of course. And then basketball is still rolling. The women are, I think they're at 16-10 or something like that. But they're having a much better season this year than they have in the last couple of years. I'm really happy with Coach Kovarik and what she's doing. I told her yesterday, I said, you guys are making such progress, and I can hear you. When she's doing practice, because she's so soft-spoken, but she's getting the coach voice out, and I really appreciate that. And she's done it. She's been a great assistant coach for Coach K for a long time, and now you have another Coach K, and we're rolling. We look good. The men look really good. They've had a couple really tough losses, especially away where it's just a two-point thing. And our conference is the best conference in the country for men's basketball. We've often have four top 20 teams in this conference, and we do again this year.
So,
but they're looking good. Golf will start traveling south, I'm sure, pretty soon. Baseball was going to Texas, so they've been down twice already. And I think that's probably – volleyball is going to have spring stuff and do some scrimmages later on.
Okay. So we got a lot of things still happening, still going on.
We have, I would mention this in terms of sports, the Boone Bulls, which is our adult Special Olympics team, they won their football class in football last fall, and they made it to state recently in basketball. And the reason I bring that up on this show is that our women's basketball team, I'm going to say our softball team first because they're the ones that have started this, but softball, women's basketball, and now some men's basketball players have started doing workouts and scrimmages with the Special Olympics team at DMAC. Yeah, and it's so cool for everyone. And I've had some of our DMAC students talk about that afterwards, that they just have a ball with this. It's a load of fun for them, and I think some of them are talking about maybe going to state in Coralville and cheering them on.
Well, that's good. We can do that. Again, we are at the time when you might be looking at summer if you're thinking about some classes.
Yes.
Again, this spring, I should say, we're probably got pretty good face-to-face opportunities.
Yes.
So.
Yeah. We've had meetings at DMAC as a whole, and I've said that I really want our full-timers teaching face-to-face classes for the majority of their classes, and we have kept that going here. I've got very few folks that teach mostly online, and we want to keep that so that you've got our best face when you come in front of the class. So,
so always an option.
And we aren't going to, I'm even trying to move us a little bit away from the web-blended split courses because I want people to have the option to do that, but I really want students to be able to know that they can come here and take a class face-to-face, because the feedback we're getting after COVID is that a lot of students don't do well online, and even the blended classes are harder for them, and we really are all about their success.
So, again, check it out.
Yep.
Now's not a bad time, especially for parents if you want to have a child, even a junior that might be
Get your financial aid filled out.
Yeah.
Start on that right away.
I'm going to say for some of those that have students that are juniors at local schools, they probably are already very well aware about the classes that can be taken while they're in school. So,
and
that's another thing, working with the high schools locally.
We are working with Boone High School to expand in, opportunities for them both at the DMAC campus and within the schools. And I was over at Ames the other day talking with them about maybe sending a few teachers in to teach Cal 2 and classes that I don't know anything about.
Just a few things that, well, we keep working at it. Part of it, it's part of, you have to, again, work all together for the benefit of the students, where they're going and what they're going to do.
And our goal is, I may have never said this on the air before, our goal is not that every student gets a college degree, a two-year degree, and goes to a four-year school. Our goal is that people get what they want or what they need. And if what you want and need is a career and you want to do it fast, we have a few options for you in here, and then DMAC's got a lot more.
Check it out online at dmac.edu. That's an easy way to do it. You can also follow along, at least on the Boone campus, with the things that are going on their Facebook page.
Please, the Facebook Join page it. Is booming in terms of numbers of people. I'm having to do a lot of ad deletions.
No.
Yeah, people are coming on and trying to sell things. But we take care of that pretty quick, too.
So, but a lot of the big thing is, again, letting people know what's going on the Boone campus. And you're welcome to come out and be there.
It's fun to look at that Facebook page, to look at what happened sometimes, because if you're a parent, you can ask, did you go to the Valentine's dance?
I was going to say, that's the part I was thinking about, and I didn't say anything about it, but the student activities?
Oh, it's incredible. Yeah. Amanda Strayer has done an amazing job of involving students, and so there have been two dances now. There's one at Halloween and one at Valentine's. I was not able to attend the Valentine's dance. I think she said they had 35 there, which is a little bit more than she expected, which is good. And they stay the whole time. The ones that show up really want to do this. So that's what we're trying to do with the campus, is really, in some ways, go throwback with some of the things that they did way back when.
Well, it was like you said, you have some instructors that they are like in other campuses that are looking to come.
I know. I had those requests. I don't know if any of them came up here. I know that Kay Mueller told me that they used to have dances when she started, which is 35 years ago. And they go to the Moose Lodge for dances. And I thought, oh, boy.
Well,
we don't even have to do that now. We've got Quarter Center.
We got the Quarter Center.
Yeah.
Once again, follow along on Boone campus or at the dmac.edu. And go to the Boone campus, find out what's going on locally, or follow along on the Facebook page.
Or give us a call.
Yeah. Find out. Go out and see what's happening there.
Or, just show up.
Go to a ball game, see what's happening.
Yep.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.